It's day two of the Elders and Youth Conference in Fairbanks. Jennifer Canfield is in Fairbanks this week for KTOO, covering both the Elders and Youth Gathering and the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention that will start on Thursday. Canfield spoke with KTOO's Jeremy Shea today. She says Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott addressed young Alaska Natives this afternoon.
He kind of recalled his time as an adolescent going through high school, and then, just a few years after he graduated, guys like him and Willie Hensley and all the other big names that came out of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act movement, these were very young guys. You know, they were in their 20s, and they were having to fight for this, you know, what became the largest Indigenous Land Claims Act in the world. So he's addressing these, you know, kids who are not a whole lot younger than what he was when they were taking on the state of Alaska during the ANCFA years, and kind of giving them perspective on how to advance themselves and make themselves useful to their community.
And so there's a lot of history. Did he break any news?
Not really. Mostly Elders and Youth is an opportunity for people to come talk to the youth. The elders are there to help them along. A lot of the news is going to come out of AFN. There's going to be debates. Candidates who are up for election for United States Senate are going to be here. Joe Miller, Lisa Murkowski, Margaret Stock, et cetera. That's kind of where we're going to see, you know, more hard-hitting news.
You know, I understand a large part of AFN is the membership presents resolutions. That's kind of policy statements about what the organization actually wants to say or get done. Any news on that side?
There's one really interesting resolution. I spoke to the three people who are putting it together. Jim LaBelle is a pretty well-known guy. He went through Wrangell Institute, which was a boarding school, and he speaks out a lot about it. And Nancy Furlow, who's also part of this resolution, and also Bob Sam, he's from Sitka, and he does a lot of work helping relocate bodies, mostly of Alaska Native people who were taken outside for schooling and perhaps died either there or at, you know, tuberculosis sanitariums, et cetera. The resolution is that they're trying to get the Alaska Federation of Natives to support them in their efforts relocating what Bob Sam says. He says bodies of Alaska Native students at the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. And the Carlisle Indian School was one of the first boarding schools of its kind. It was aimed at assimilation. The man who founded it, he was of the belief that Alaska Native people, Native American people, could be equal to European Americans so long as they changed everything about themselves, so long as they became civilized. And so the Carlisle School has a really interesting history, and a lot of boarding schools that came after it were modeled after the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. And there are bodies there that have been buried for years, and the Army still owns the land, and the Army is actually working with Bob Sam and this group of people and the First Alaskans Institute to get those bodies back home, and the Army is footing the bill for it as well.
And so this resolution they're presenting tries to say, hey, AFN wants to see this happen?
Yeah, it basically just shows that the organization of AFN supports the effort, and in whatever way they can support that effort, they will do so.
That was Jennifer Canfield reporting from Fairbanks at the AFN and Elders and Youth Conference, speaking with Jeremy Shea of KTOO. You can follow live video coverage this week at 360north.org and 360 North Television.